Cholulas. Cholulas.
Hey, your name really.
Chaluz.
It's my diction.
Chaluzer.
What's that?
Cholulas.
Cholulas.
I feel
dumb.
You
shaved.
I start to.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No
Took you that long?
Took me 14 seconds. I knew you looked different.
We looked at the picture of you.
Yeah.
You got a shave for a barbershop?
Oh, it's an actual barbershop.
Continuity.
Did you go to a barber to get the hot lather?
No.
Oh.
I didn't, you know, I didn't know it would be a thing, so.
Oh, it's a thing, Tom.
I don't know how much I can reveal, but there was continuity issues.
Oh, for your thing today?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Oh, no. He just said he couldn't talk about it.
He didn't know how much he could reveal, so we could talk about it.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Sounds like we
should. When's this podcast come out, anyway?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, this is the Red Eye. All right, this is the Red Eye podcast. I'm Ben. That's Tim. That's Tom. That's Andy. Yeah, the podcast always comes out the same day.
Wow, that's like we really do good work here.
We don't do anything. We sit in here. Yeah. We talk for 30 minutes. They do all the work. Yeah, Rick is pointing to himself right now in the control room, screaming at the idea that you do any work at all, Tom.
It's true. I mean, but I think
it's
the royal we.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, we're all in this together. That's
you know,
very
Red
true.
Eye airs. The same day that we take
same
it.
Day,
yeah,
same day.
Oh, actually, factually, incorrect.
Yeah. Well, later that night,
I'm gonna unbutt you.
That's what I mean.
Different day.
So,
it is technically
a different day. Actual
depends
different
in the world.
Day.
That's a good point, Andy. Also, he unbutts,
no, it's
unbutts
always,
you.
It's always a different day.
No, it's not. Same day.
Where the hell
same
is that term? Where does that term umsbudsman come from? It's a clunky word. Who started that?
Andy should know what that
Aramaic. Is. Aramaic.
Is that right?
It's ancient No.
I don't know. You could tell me anything.
I don't know. It's Swedish or something
like
that.
It's a strange one.
Well,
Andy's
yesterday,
the best at it.
Yesterday on the show, I think we were talking about, I'm sorry.
We
it, was
had
on,
a UFO.
It was on the five. But
oh,
they were
the
talking
five.
About governors, and
oh,
then
the
they kept
show.
Going to the gubernatorial elections. Governors, gubernatorial. Why isn't it governatorial? Why do you have to go goober?
I mean, I think gubernatorial is a much more appropriate name to call these people who are running for governor.
Yeah, I think
you got to roast them a little bit.
Better question is why isn't governor goober?
Yeah.
It should be goobner.
Yeah, goobner. We should show them as little respect as humanly possible. They're goobners
English
from
is
here
such
on
a
out.
Screwed up. Like, I don't know how anyone learns English as a foreign language.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just with all the things that are spelled like. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Minute and minute.
Yeah.
Live and life.
Bizarre.
Life and live. Wait, live and live? Live and live. That's what I'm thinking of. Nice. I was just in the UK. There's all kinds of different English speakers in the UK. Scotland sounds different than Manchester. London sounds different than Manchester
and
Scotland.
Yeah. And remember the Beatles?
Insane. Yeah, I remember the Beatles.
Yeah, they were a rock band.
Wait, you know, the Beatles. Beatles
had those
were actually.
Pops.
the top of the pops.
Haircuts. I mean, it was just different.
Yeah, all hanging out with Jimmy Savile, but we won't get into that.
Sitting at home watching him on Ed Sullivan with your parents.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just watched Hard Day's Night the other day with my kids, and they were fascinated. By
oh,
me.
Really?
Yeah, they were running around, acting strange, and they were
that
big on
like
puns
being
and
John
things.
Malkovich when you watch Ron Howard film.
Yes, but they. You know, sometimes I tape old movies. I go through the Turner Classic Movies, and I tape, and I leave them on the DVR, and then
Yeah, you DVR them. You don't tape them. You don't put a VHS in and hit record and all that.
Oh, you're talking about the original film, not the new documentary.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's where
Beatles,
my OB joke fell flat.
Yeah, I thought it was a good joke.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were...
That's what I was going for. It's a new documentary from Ron Howard.
About the Beatles?
About the Beatles.
What else do we have to learn about
the
Beatles?
I could be wrong on the title.
Couldn't we stop hearing any new information about the Beatles? John Lennon was a schmuck. We know that. And, he was a schmuck. He beat his kids. He beat his wife. George Harrison was the cool one. Ringo kept the whole band together. Look, and Paul McCartney was doing his own thing with Wings at some point.
They all had.
That's the only thing you got. That's the rundown of the Beatles.
At some point after the Beatles broke up.
After the Beatles. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
He started a band called Wings. There it is.
The Beatles are not. As much as we talk about the Beatles, they're still underrated. Still underrated.
They're not underrated. Everyone bases. Rock, they were the fathers of rock and roll.
Yeah, but they were the thing is when you make the Beatles are I'm trying to do a hand signal
you take
here,
them so, for granted
You take him for granted. Like, you know, like Shakespeare really is that much better. Like, he's that much higher. You got to put him up on a higher level. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so ridiculous, Shakespeare, like that he, you know. And that's the same way with the Beatles as far as pop music and rock music goes.
Yeah.
They're obviously they're the top, but they're way the top. They're so ridiculous. So that's why I say that they are still underrated. They're not just like, oh, the great Beatles. They're like way better than everyone else.
But we can stop making Shakespeare plays, right?
Oh, please, God, never again.
No, I mean, that's the, you know, there's a reason we still, you know, go to the Central Park and watch Shakespeare all the time because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but all
producers like hits.
All plays now from here forward have to be hip-hop musicals.
I know, exactly. And I remember when like doing a hip hop version of Shakespeare was different.
Yeah.
I would love if Hamilton came back. It was projected into the future. And like, there's a Broadway play all about your life. He's like, oh, I'd love to see it. I don't think he'd be thrilled.
I love watching like high school or college versions of Shakespeare. And the funny thing is, they all overplay the ribald humor.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they oversell it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the double entendre. You don't have to stick your hand up in the air when you do it.
You don't have to turn to the audience with a leer.
So bad.
Exactly. They're like, get it?
You got to be 18 to drive, 21 to drink. I think you should have to be 30 to perform Shakespeare. It is butchered at a young age. It's awful.
It is. But, again, I think
all theater is butchered at a young age.
Well, but it's the same way that, you know, you want – it's like when your kids are, you know, playing classical music. Yeah, they're going to butcher it, but they should they still have to do it.
I guess so. That's true. I don't know. The Beatles, they were actually poor. They came from the poor part. Where were they from? They were from London, I know that, or England, but I'm not sure what part.
They were from Liverpool.
Liverpool, which is a lot poorer. Everyone thinks the Rolling Stones were the ones who had the hard knock life. In reality, it was the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones actually came from a relative amount of wealth. But the Rolling Stones, I got to say, if I'm in a pinch for if I want to hear a good song, I put the Stones on before the Beatles every time.
Well, I mean, they're different, and they're good. But yeah, you're hankering for some Rolling
got
Stones.
Got a hankering.
For sure.
Yeah. That's it.
If I have the last 4 minutes of a TV drama, I put the Rolling Stones, Can't Always Get What You Want on. That ended like every single TV show.
Right. Or forever.
Like that's the perfect
Sympathy
montage.
For the Devil if it's you know, pseudo horror movie or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, they are a perfect montage.
Horribly titled song, Sympathy for the Devil. It's like it would have been a fun, you know, like guess my name. You told me in the title.
Right.
Don't give it away. Spend the whole song. Guess my name. It's like
I never even got that. Well, the devil?
What happened was but they played the song for a bunch of people, and everyone was like, oh, who are you talking about? So they're like, all right, we'll put it in the we have to put it in the title.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like it should have been sympathy for who? You know, with a bunch of question marks.
And the big reveal. Then you really have to pay attention to the lyrics, I guess.
It's like if Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was just called Sidney Poitier. Sidney Stops By.
Yeah, Sidney Stops By sounds like a great movie.
Or just a black guy's coming to dinner.
Yeah. Not bad. Well, the Beatles were a hell of a band. People in London, they talk about them all day long. That's all they listen to over there is the Beatles. They love
them. I don't believe that's true.
That's not true at all. They mostly listen to Katy Perry. It's the exact same stuff that's here. The exact same stuff indeed.
How was GB anyway?
What's that? Great Britain?
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine. They do not like that new government over there. Some people don't. And I will say this. The biggest difference, it's mostly America. It's mostly New York City, London. It's a lot cleaner. And there's a lot more casinos where you can play slot machines.
Really?
And I went in. I put in a total of $40. I came out with $58. So I'm $18 ahead in the UK. You're all a bunch of suckers.
Did you tip anybody?
No. No, because there's no one there. They don't serve any alcohol.
Ideal for you.
You just sit down. You put in your money. Everyone leaves you alone except for when I have to request assistance on how to cash out,
right.
Which I think they were trying to trick me. You know, they just assumed I just let it roll. But as soon as I made a buck, I get out of there. But the cab drivers, they have 4 years experience before they're allowed to get a cab license. They don't do that ridiculous lanyard thing or whatever the hell these
medallions.
You know, the medallion things.
Yep.
And they know everything. I got into the cab. I said, I'm going to Bush Hall. I said, I'm going to Bush Hall. And they knew. I didn't even have to say the street. Nothing. They were unbelievable.
Take me to this landmark.
Take me to the landmark.
And they knew where the landmark was.
Bush Hall, it's a small. Well, it wasn't that small, but it's just a music venue. You know, they were the best people on the face of the planet.
He said, where's Big Ben? The guy pointed right to it.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he pointed right at me, you know.
There's Big Ben.
You got a giant Ferris wheel anywhere around here?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
they got the thing called the black cabs.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Because
they're huge.
I'm friends with someone. She's an author and she's British. And there was something, so there was something going on in London or whatever and about cab drivers. And she was all these tweets and they were like, and I'm paraphrasing, she was like, black cab drivers suck. Black. And I finally, I texted her and I was like, you may want to explain what that means to your American friends because it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, no, yeah. Misplaced moniker. You got to say drivers of black cabs. You got to put the
drivers. But they don't there. They just call them black cab drivers. That's well, what they that's what they call them. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
they're black cabs.
We got rid of our black cabs here.
They were all white. As far as that goes. So, just to clear that up, it's white people driving the black cabs.
So you're saying Great Britain is great because they take a low-status, low-paying job and they make it super important.
It is super important, and it should be super important. I think we need to start treating our cabbies with a little bit more respect, and then maybe they would treat us with a little bit more respect when we get into their disgusting, basically lunchroom on wheels. I'm King Tipper.
You are not King Tipper.
This has been well established. No, I am a King Tipper. Everyone knows I tip. You give me good service, I will tip you 100-fold.
He's big. He just doesn't tip casino waitresses.
No,
right.
I tip casino waitresses. I also tell them jokes and I charm them. I tip every bartender.
I tip
with personality.
You know what? I'm headed to Vegas on Friday. I'm going to try that and see if they enjoy it.
Oh, your TV's Andy Levy. They're going to love just to serve you.
Right.
It's amazing.
They will tip you, Andy.
Yeah.
When I was bouncing at a bar in the East Village, did I tell that story about this guy who used to always come in and give me $20 and I thought he was tipping me? It turns out he was selling drugs? Yeah. I mean, I do understand that getting a good tip. I get the satisfaction of giving a good tip, too.
But why was he giving you 20?
Because he was selling drugs out of the bar, but I had no idea. I just thought he was a nice guy.
Payoff. Got it.
So technically, I guess I'm complicit to the deal.
Yeah, that wasn't really a tip.
Yeah. It's called payola.
Hush money.
I wasn't going to say anything anyway. I was all for whatever he wants to do. I don't care. It's a bar. Yeah. But anyway, the UK was wonderful. The people were great. And, overall, the only major difference is the cabs and the casinos, which I absolutely love.
I never heard that term before. Is it a machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a room full of machines that you put money in and they give you more money out. So I'll take it. It's like an ATM you don't got to pay for. It's like that young kid in Terminator 2. Easy money, you know?
I don't like that gambling. I think it should
It's not gambling. It's a casino.
Is this a real word?
Yes, that's what they're called. They're called casinos. It's a casino, but they give you all the cash, and you don't got to tip them.
How is that different from
a casino?
Because there's no other games in there, and you're not allowed to drink. You can't bring in booze. I tried to sneak in a little bit of booze. You can't do that. And then there's no frill. It's all thrill. And you just put in 20 pounds. They call them pounds over there.
Sure.
Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And I gained 18 pounds, literally and financially.
That's so a little over a stone, I believe.
I was just going to make a stone reference. Yeah.
Yes. Where do they do the stones
at? I think a stone is 14 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I made over a stone. So there you go. I got to say.
You can't weigh your baby until they're a certain age.
Right.
One stone?
This baby weighs nothing.
It's a good kid. I'm jealous. Actually, I got to say, though, the food in Scotland was the most interesting thing I ever had in my entire life. Have you ever been over there?
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
Spent a whole, 6 weeks over there.
What were you doing over there?
It was the Edinburgh.
Oh, you did the festival.
Yeah.
6 weeks long?
Yeah, it was like five weeks.
It was headlining.
The festival's
6 weeks long?
It's like
1/12 of the year?
It's like 5 weeks long. It's longer than a month.
Why would they make a festival? Who wants to watch comedy for that long?
I mean, it just goes on and on. I think it was like, I did 30 shows.
The same audience isn't there for 6 weeks.
Well, how many people are going to Edinburgh? How many people live there? It's got to be a similar crossover.
It's the whole place empties out. It's like I was staying in somebody's apartment. Everyone, it's like they, I guess if you own a house on on Long Island, then you rent it out in the summer and you leave. You go somewhere else, and then you pay for your whole house by renting it out. They do that in Edinburgh. Everybody has nice apartments, and then they leave, and they rent them out for exorbitant rates.
To comedians.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Acting like 5 weeks of, like, there's 8 million comedy clubs in New York 365 days a year.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're not surrounded by one all-encompassing festival with the biggest names in the well, New York probably does have the biggest names.
It's Phantom of the Opera has been running for, 32 years.
Well, they could cancel it now. We know.
I agree with you on that, but it's a lot longer than 6 weeks.
I think there's 10,000 shows in there.
Really?
I mean, there's thousands. 10,000 is the number. I wish somebody could ombuds me. But it's 10,000 shows. There's shows everywhere. There's
too many,
like,
shows.
Yeah. In the building I was in, there was about 30 shows in the building.
Is one like in an elevator on your way up and just, one on the way down?
They turn everything into a theater. It's amazing. It was actually really fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in poverty.
Is that the name of the town or a financial suburb?
Well, no, it's just
you pronounce that very richly.
Even if you sell out, I didn't sell out every show, but I sold out a lot of the shows.
You sold out a long time ago.
I continued to sell out after that, but you can't make money. You have to lose money when you go there. You know,
wow.
I broke even, and I did pretty well. I literally made like zero.
Right.
I just don't get
it. So you could look at it. It was a 5-week free trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you should have gone to the casino. You could have made yourself a bunch of money, and then you would be, you wouldn't even need this job
right now. You're that person who goes to a gambling establishment and wins the first time.
Gets up and leaves.
And then keeps going back. Oh, it's easy money.
It is. I went to three casinos. I would win $8 around each time, and I would just get up and go. It's all the suckers.
Eight plus eight, 18. And that adds up.
Yeah, well, of course it does. If you change numbers around, I didn't create the dang things anyway.
So how long would you say you casinoed for?
Total casino time?
Yeah.
Oh, probably a total of 25 minutes. That's all you got to do. In and out. Bump in, bump out.
How
get
is that
your
even
money.
Fun?
Because what? You got money. I didn't do any work. Do you have any idea how fun it is to get money and not doing any work?
I'm kind of with Kissel on this.
You know what I do for a living?
Well, that's not. You do a lot of fact checking on this Shaloo character. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm with you. I like to. I don't like to gamble.
No, I just like to win.
Yeah, but when I do, I'll play a little bit of blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes play craps. I love playing craps. It's so fun. You know, because it's social.
It's a very social game.
Yeah, you turn to the guy next to you and say, hey, lucky, say, you're doing great, buddy.
Yeah.
And, hey, blow on this, you know, things like that.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
what kind of place is this, Tom?
No, it's the little lady next to you. You have her blow onto the dice because that's like an old tradition, you know.
Uh-huh.
But
good luck.
Once I'm up like $40,
no snake eyes.
I go have a drink, you know.
Yeah,
and you
get
think
out
I'm
of
drinking
there.
For free tonight. It's fantastic.
I'll never understand. I mean, I understand addiction. God knows we all have our own vices, but I don't get the gambling addiction. Because if you're just constantly losing money, how is it fun?
You got to get the money back.
Yeah.
Right.
Chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
That is how all addictions work.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going on and keep dragging the conversation back to casinos. I think you understand the gambling addiction slightly.
No, I did start to get the itch. But as soon as I get the itch, I don't go back. I don't let myself fall into the gambling trap, the casino trap. There were a lot of very sad people in that room. A lot of sad people.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing is
when
sad.
When I was younger,
room.
It was not super young, but younger. Like when I lived in L.A. and we would go to Vegas because it's fairly close.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard to walk away from the table when I was losing.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it was just you would go with a certain amount of money and you would say, that's all I'm going to do. And then the next thing you know, you're at the ATM machine. I'm much better about it now, and I can get up and walk away, no problem. But yeah, I mean, I never had a gambling problem.
I didn't gamble enough, whatever.
But it was, I totally get the, I got to get it back.
Yeah, yeah.
One more hand.
Well, they pressure you
Absolutely.
To stay, though, too, don't
no,
they? They don't really do that?
No.
That's why I can't play the card games. I can't look somebody in the eye and take money. I can look at a machine and take its cash, because it's not a real thing. But if I'm up like $300 and playing
you're
craps,
you're taking the money from the dealer.
I feel like I'm taking it from the dealer.
You tip the dealer.
No,
well,
you tip
the dealer.
Yes, yeah, of course you're supposed to tip the dealer.
I'll tell him four jokes.
Oh,
that's
you're the
good.
Worst.
Depending on how every $50, they get a joke. That's a free show.
If you're consistently winning, you tip the dealer. If you get a blackjack, you tip the dealer.
Ah,
yep.
When the dealers switch over, if they've been good to you, you throw them
quad aces.
I will say, in the UK, they don't tip on every drink, but I was, it's instilled in me coming, from New York City, and they treat you like a god if you tip them every drink.
Because
they were thrilled.
They don't tip there.
Not as much. They do tip a little bit more. We've westernized the country enough to where they are expecting some tip now, which I don't like.
It's interesting because dealers make so much money in tips. You know, they get those. They made a lot of money.
That's how they can afford
and then
the Cumberbund.
I think it was Steve Wynn who changed it And he said, because you would go from dealer, and then they would want to make you a floor manager. And they're like, I don't want to be a floor manager. They don't make any tips. So he evened it out, and he pulled the tips. But people didn't like that, because certain dealers
No one likes pulled tips.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst.
Tips the worst.
But it is fair. I mean, it made a lot of sense. They made much money in tips.
A walking contradiction.
What?
Yeah, that is not
This is not communist. The Tom Shalhoub. Yeah, this is communism.
No,
the best,
yes,
the,
pool tips are against the American way.
I was a crappy waiter, so pool tips was great. Because they
interesting.
How am I going to generate? I can't generate the kind of tips the other people had.
So everybody hated you. You were the worst waiter, and they had to pay you out.
But I think they all pool tips now, don't they?
No,
most places.
Every
do.
Casino I've been to lately, when you tip them. General. They have like a slot they put the tips in
at
the back
it.
Of the table, yeah. Which to me says at the end of the night, well, there is no end of the night in Vegas, but whenever, they empty that.
Yeah.
But there are
multiple dealers
at a table. So you're definitely pooling.
But the
I'm against the pool tip.
I think most restaurants pool now as well.
Do they?
Yes.
A lot of them do.
They have a formula. They got to get the money to the bartenders, to the busboys, the runners, all that stuff.
Well, that's what's happening with the raising of the minimum wage.
Outside of the pool, and then the bartender likes you even more.
Yeah. I don't
know.
I mean,
the double tip.
You got to incentivize people to work in the service industry. It's awful to deal with schmucks all day. You know, you don't want to be treated like everybody else. You got to give them a little extra cash.
I think the good servers know to slip the occasional 20 straight into their pocket instead of into the, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They know they're generating more. Although, you
know,
you
bad ones just steal it right from the credit card.
Yes,
thing
exactly.
And leave a horrible paper trail.
It's not the meanest waiters make the most money. They guilt they're if I was my tables loved me, but they knew they I didn't force them
you're
to eat
soft
food
touch.
They didn't want. Yes. But if you're aggressive, and all the way to make tips is you just get them to buy more food, more expensive food, and you guilt them into it by being very curt with them and very forceful with them.
Right.
And so there was a waiter in the restaurant I worked in. I mean, he was such a jerk. He was so mean to his tables. He made so much money.
Yeah.
Because he would brutalize them. He would force them to buy drink after drink and then dessert. And, you know, and so he'd be like, what can I get you now? Like, what's, you know, he would make them eat more than they wanted.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't friendly at all. But he just, his checks were so big that he made such tons of money. I never care. I say, hey, you guys want dessert? I don't care. Hang around. Smoke if you want. I used to like the smoking section
because
they would hang around and they would smoke and they, you know, they knew how to, you know,
oh, yeah, and just keep up table space.
Yes. But
yeah, no other waiters.
Yeah,
I was. That makes sense why you didn't make money.
I didn't generate money for the restaurant. But
well,
I was a nice guy
bad.
To hang out, to spend the night with, you know?
Sure. I'm sure you were one. Did you ever sing to the table or anything like that for a birthday?
Oh, yeah. I used to, for the dessert table, like I said, I wouldn't force them to eat dessert, but I would bring the tray to them and I would kneel down on the ground and hold up the tray.
Like you were
like
groveling.
Like I was at the king's court. Yeah.
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 And they were the king.
They thought it was great. And they were like, oh, that guy's interesting, you know, but
not interesting enough to tip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I've never been upsold on this water. They're always trying to upsell you on the water. I always get tap water. And they're always, do you want
Tiap?
Peregrino? Do you want one of these things? No.
Just like Tiap?
Tap water.
You like the Tiap?
I love the tap water.
Sure he does,
we work very hard in this country to have clean tap water. And I appreciate the municipality and how they work for clean tap water. The municipality. I also say bagel.
That's not a word. That you
bagel's
just invented
a word.
No,
it's
an accent
part of Andy's
right
heritage. Don't discredit him.
What?
The bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel. Yeah, I know how you say it, but I say bagel.
I know how you say it, person whose heritage it is.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean you pronounce it correctly. I'm of German descent. I think I know how to say bagel.
It's true. It's true. The Germans say it that way.
They say it like that. That's what they do. But I'll never be upsold on Pellegrino. Oh, tap water
like
for me
it's
on
a
probably,
I
like
bubble
that is probably water. How it's said in Yiddish.
What?
The way you say it.
Yeah. I'm authentic. Mm-hmm. I watch Yentl. It's one of my favorite movies. Barbara Streisand's one of my favorite performers.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
I love Brooks, and I love all the Henny Youngman.
You didn't even pick a
now
Brooks.
Now you're just naming Jews.
You just went for all the possible Brooks.
Every Brooks. Yeah, anything.
Mel, James L.
Albert.
Whatever. You name it. I love the Brooks. I'll tip them a bunch. I'll give them a lot of money.
I think we talked about water before, and
I
had the bubble, and you tried to attack me for it.
Yeah, because it's disgusting. It's pointless. The bubble to water is absolutely useless unless you got something in your teeth. and you want to try to flush it out.
No, I like the butter. It helps me. I feel like it helps me through the meal. Helps me digest my food. Nice bubble water.
All right. Mm. That's good. Whatever. Andy, anything to add? You got Vegas coming up?
Got Vegas coming up. Going to play some blackjack.
Good. You'll win
play
a lot
some
there.
Hold'em, man.
I'm not going to play any hold'em.
Oh, you got to enter the World Series?
No.
Yep.
No, I'm pretty strictly a blackjack player. I will if I'm if I'm with a bunch of friends and they want to play craps, I'll go play craps with them for an hour or two.
Yeah,
because it is a fun social game.
But do you play according to, you know, like Robert's Rules of Order
blackjack?
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Like
I will get I get up from a table if someone is not playing right.
Uh huh. And so
what the hell is the Robert's Rule of Order?
That's parliamentary
I'm saying, like,
procedure.
He won't. You know, he plays by the rules. He won't hit. You know, you play by the odds exactly, right?
Yeah.
You go only by the odds.
Huh.
Yes.
You don't have a feeling and like, oh, you know, mama needs a new pair of shoes.
I do that in terms of how much I bet.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Well, you will.
But I won't screw up a table for everyone else because I think I have 16 and the dealer has a 4 showing and I think I'm going to grab a 5.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
And that gets you mad. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you get 21 then? You just get the 10 and a face card? That's the only way to do it for you?
You're supposed to hold. You're not supposed to hit with the 16 like that.
Well, it depends what the dealer
16,
has.
Yeah.
It's based on what the dealer is showing.
This is why I can't do it. I'll mess up the whole table. I'd end up in the back lot, get my legs broken
Kissel
by somebody.
By me. Andy would hate you.
Yeah. I'm sure he would. Yeah. He hates me now. We're not even playing blackjack. Good God. I can't imagine. But Andy, I could see you have a side career.
I would send you out to get some bagels.
Yeah, I'd go get a bunch of bagels. Like, Andy, I got the bag. Where the hell did he go? Yeah, he moved hotels. He told us not to tell you where.
He's in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I'd be like, whatever, that character in Crazy Heart just wandering around the casino trash, pretending like I'm looking for my son, but instead it's Andy Levy. TV's Andy Levy? Have you seen? No.
I do, oddly, I have found that I get recognized more in Las Vegas than any other place.
I think Red Eye has to be on the television. So, I mean, 3 a.m. in Vegas is, what, noon, right?
Yeah, something like
that. Well, all West Coast.
Also,
all West Coast, but Vegas more so than, say, Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Vegas, it's
absolutely.
A collection of tourists, too.
Yeah.
So you have a
but
a
it's also the
large
dealers.
Oh, you're right. That makes sense. It's a nighttime culture.
Yeah. So,
totally.
Yeah. It's always interesting.
I think you would be, I'm just aesthetics-wise, Andy, you would look amazing playing poker. I feel like you would be great at it. Isn't it like the whole?
I don't have the patience for it.
No?
Because the key to poker is you have to fold 8 million times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after doing that like 8 or 9 times, I'm like, I want to play.
Yeah.
So I'd end up betting on a hand I should fold.
Yeah, and if you get upset by people betting on 16, you're going to get really upset at hold'em. At, like, people bluffing and just...
It's too fast for me.
And getting rivered on, like, turns.
Even when I watch the poker on TV, because
I've
played
so happy
poker and I'm pretty bad
done,
at
by the way. Remember that when ESPN was poker 24-7 for a year?
Still is.
But I'd get sucked into it, and I was never a great player because I can't think fast enough. I mean, it's like, I can't play all the... I can't play all the odds and then get risky and then bluff and whatever. And I'm sure my face, I mean, I'm sure I have a million tells. I'm sure I'm like, wow. Like, I know that I must, like, you know. But the way that those percentages would go up on the screen, like, oh, he's got 93% chance of winning. And I'm like, why?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. But my favorite are the people who think they don't have a tell, but you always know when they have a really good hand because they're extra nonchalant.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they look at two aces and they'll just be like,
yeah. Exactly.
they just sort of look away as if they couldn't care about anything in the world. It's like, all right, you have a good hand.
Yeah.
I used to play all the time in college.
How'd you do?
I did well then. I don't play anymore.
You've fallen off your game a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm not a big risk taker.
Yeah.
Like, but that should be good for
really,
poker. That's what Andy was
saying. No, because you have to have, like, I'm not willing to lose 100 in a night.
Yeah,
on
that's
poker.
It.
I'm not
that's
like
not that much.
Well, that's
exactly
why.
Exactly. That's but in college we would play. I mean, it would be a $20 buy-in.
Yes, and you need and to. Then, the thing is, you probably were all similarly on the economic scale. The
bottom, so
right?
You're all play. Yeah,
yeah, way on the bottom.
Except for the one kid who was 20 grand in the hole, and then the two Korean kids who could totally bottom deal and like were complete sharks and would set up.
Just don't play with Koreans, of course.
They're very good. Very good at most things. Specifically,
no,
being Tim Diamond.
There was
poker.
One time. Oh, they set up a beautiful, beautiful hand where they just took every one of all their money. Runner queen draw, and it was perfectly.
Well, when did you discover they were bottom dealing?
It was after the kid like threatened to beat him up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, like it turned into a big fight.
You're gonna try to beat up two Koreans. You want to get beaten twice in one night in different kind of ways.
What is it with poker?
Basically,
and
like if you've seen Shade or Rounders.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was, but they could do it very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the greatest. I used to actually tell what cards I would have just to throw. Like I would play a different tell every single time.
Uh-huh.
That way. And it would mess with. Oh, it would be so fun to get people on tilt.
This is great.
Loved it.
I love the idea of poker. I just don't enjoy playing it.
Well, yeah. We'll play it to Andy because Tim and I are going to go to Vegas with you this weekend.
Yeah,
we've got our tickets booked, and we're really excited.
Excellent.
Hopefully, we'll get a cot for the hotel room.
Sure.
No. And we'll just have a heck of a time.
I'm sorry. Which hotel room is that?
The one that you're staying
at.
No.
I would just go see the Jabberwockies and Penn and Teller. That's all I would do.
Oh, I love
Vegas.
Penn and Teller. Yeah.
Cirque. I like the Cirque shows.
You don't like Circus? You're not a magic guy?
Oh, no,
you
I
seem
like
you would
oh,
be
I
a
would
magic
see,
guy.
Oh, I would see Penn and Teller. I would see any magic show. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Chris magic. Angel.
Yeah, yeah, I love that
I would
stuff. I love the over-the-top stuff.
Sure.
I like David Blaine, too. I don't know why magicians, they do get a bad rap, but...
Angel's too much video editing, though.
Oh, is that all video funny. Editing?
A lot of his show was.
Well, then I don't like it so
I like
much.
All the top guys but... working today. Doug Henning.
Sure.
The Amazing Jonathan. He was there. Well, I think he got ill, though, didn't he?
He did.
Well, I hope he gets better. He was a very funny comedian.
I believe the Amazing Jonathan has passed, I believe.
Did no, he? I don't believe that's
oh,
true.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, right.
I thought he died.
I don't think so.
He was a funny guy. Go back and watch his stuff.
He's the best.
Yeah, he was great.
The best. And, I mean, you know... Because you have these specialty acts, and it's usually like all about there. And so he did the magic, but he was one of the best stand-up comics. The pure stand-up comics.
Yeah. What about
your Harry Dean Anderson?
Oh yeah,
Night Court.
Yeah,
Harry Anderson, great.
Harry Anderson.
Yep.
Who was your card thrower?
Ricky J.
Yeah, Ricky J.
Oh,
Ricky Jay's the best.
Yes.
Yeah, we gotta get magic back on the late night shows. You don't see it anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Penn and Teller have their own show, Full List.
Yeah, but you know, like it used to be so iconic, you know?
Yeah. It will never be that way.
Johnny Carson loved, you know, the black tie magician. He loved
yes.
it.
Yeah.
He would say, no, that's a classy act.
Yeah.
Like he liked the classy act.
It's like the Magic Castle stuff in Los Angeles.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But then
Doug Henning changed all that with his hippie hair.
Yes, his erusions.
Yes.
All right, well, that's this week's podcast. That's Tom, Tim, Andy. I'm Ben. Anything, Tom, you want to, anything? Anything we got? We're done?
That's it. I mean, I don't need to.
You want
to
plug the show?
Red Eye.
Red Eye?
Yeah, we got a show.
We'll talk to you soon.